Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with today's Arrowhead Update. As the team gets ready to take on the San Diego Chargers later this week, let's take one final look back at another positional group for the Chiefs and how they fared through the first five games of the season. The one group we haven't talked about yet, the offensive line. The theme for this offensive line so far this season has been next man up. Coming into the season, the starting right tackle was going to be Donald Stevenson, then he had to miss the first four games of the season with a suspension. Then you have the left guard, Jeff Allen, kick out to right tackle. The team signs Mike McGlinn, who's been the starting left guard just 48 hours prior to the final preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. Jeff Allen then goes down with an elbow injury and he's out for the year. You have Ryan Harris, who steps in then at right tackle. Moving over to right guard, you've got Zach Fulton, the rookie sixth-round pick who became the first Chiefs rookie in more than 30 years start the season opener. Then, the guy in the middle, the leader, Rodney Hudson, who anyone around here will tell you is the rock, is the leader of that entire group, and is responsible for their development so far this season. We just talked about Mike McGlinn at left guard stepping in, and then left tackle Eric Fisher, who moved over from the right side where he played as the number one pick back in 2013. Altogether, this is an offensive line that had almost zero continuity coming into this season. I spoke several times with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson about what this group needed to do to improve and to get to where they wanted to be, and he kept telling me they just needed reps together. What we've seen so far in each and every week throughout this season is that group has gotten better each and every week. And that starts with left tackle Eric Fisher, who I spoke with several times this year, and he kept telling me that it was just about keeping his head down and getting better every single day and working hard. Fisher has bought into this program, and offensive line coach Andy Heck and his assistant Eugene Chung have done a great job with not just Eric Fisher, but this entire group that didn't have a lot of time together coming into this season. Their last game against the San Francisco 49ers, they went up against one of the most physical front sevens in the entire NFL, a team that had just given up 69.8 yards rushing, the number two rush defense in the NFL. This Chiefs offensive line went out, matched their physicality, and averaged 4.7 yards per carry against the defense that had only been allowing 3.5 rush yards per carry. The first four games of the season, the offensive line had given up 13 sacks. Against the San Francisco 49ers, on the road, didn't give up a single sack to the San Francisco 49ers. This group has gotten better every day, and when your offensive line is improving at the rate in which these guys are, that is a good sign for your offense moving forward in these final 11 games of the season where the Chiefs make a playoff push for the second year in a row. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.